All right, good morning. How are you? It is Thursday, July 31st, and it is One Fest Eve. Sean Rodriguez, who's going to be on the big break stage at One Fest, our in-studio guest in the 8 o'clock hour today, and he's on stage in the big break stage tomorrow night at 6. In our weekend of broadcasting from One Fest in those Chippewa Valley Music Fest grounds, getting underway tomorrow morning from 7 to 9, the last 2 hours of the WIB Wake Up Show, as has become our custom for the opening of One Fest. And then also much of the day, later in the morning, into the afternoon, on into the drive. And then also Caleb commences the broadcasting. Sam handling things back here at the studio, but as early as the 7 o'clock hour on Saturday. So a full weekend of broadcasting, and we'll latter part of the weekend into the weekend. So, also, yeah, I got a text message from a friend, Birthday Bob. We call him Packer Bob in Rice Lake. And, you know, I don't know, life is busy. I had a men's group last night, 7 or 8 guys, and did not get a chance to respond yet, but sharing some of this text message, which is somewhat show-related. He had said, basically, hey, buddy, got a favor to ask. Yeah, and his Culver's goodies. Yeah, I think you probably asked me that earlier, Bob, and I somehow, my apologies for not getting that sent to you. But then also wanting to know here, for 5.5 years, this is the best 5 minutes of the day, and he says people asking him as if he's my agent or something. Hey, is Jason coming back? And I don't think he's really planning to. He gave us 5.5 years. He was not paid. and so, you know, it was just an arrangement we set up. And what started there in the COVID year of 2020, we did 2020, 21, 22, 23, 24, and half of this year. Congratulations to he and Heather. They just welcomed their second grandchild, Ernest Arden, into the world in this last week. And so, beautiful little guy. And so we wish them well. I still have my Saturday breakfast with him as often as we can. Our friend Ed Ramsey, my wife around the table. And so at Randy's in Eau Claire. But we're going to try to, listen, it was great. I loved it too. But we're going to try to, you know, life serves you lemons, you make lemonade. So we're trying to do the best we can in the absence of our buddy who we enjoyed for all these years. And so, and continuing to wish him the best, right? And grateful for, you know, the time we had. So this day in history, 1971, Apollo 15 astronauts became the first to ride in a lunar rover. Also in Detroit, Teamsters Union President Jimmy Hoffa was reported missing. And fictional character Harry Potter was born on this day, July 31st, 1980. Also, this is the day in 1981, a 7-week strike by Major League Baseball players ended. They're talking about the possibility of something like that in the future because some of the owners are like, we need a salary cap, which would be great from a competitiveness standpoint, by the way. But the players are like, uh-uh. And they've got a strong union, so we'll see what happens with all of that. All right, July 31st, and we got a devotion from Robert Morgan's on this day. It's the Blessed Tie. It reads like this. John Fawcett was converted as a teenager listening to George Whitefield. He joined the Baptist and was ordained on July 31st, 1765. He began pastoring a poor church in Waynesgate, finding time here and there for writing. His writing spread abroad, and little church feared they'd lose their pastor to a larger place. Fawcett wondered the same thing, lamenting in his diary that his family was growing faster than his income. That could be challenging. The call came from London's famous Carter's Lane Church. Think of it, Fawcett told his wife. They want us in London to take the place of the late Dr. Gill at that great church. It's almost unbelievable. The following Sunday, he broke the news to his church, then began packing. Books, dishes, pictures, and furniture were crated for the overland journey to the world's largest city. When the day of departure came, church members assembled and bravely tried to hold their tears. Finally, everything was loaded but one box, and Fawcett entered the house to retrieve it. There, he found his wife deep in thought. John, she said, voice breaking, you think we're doing the right thing? Will we ever find a congregation to love us and help us with the Lord's work like this group here? Do you think we've been too hasty in this? John asked. Yes, I think we should stay right here and serve these people. John was silent a moment, for his heart, too, had been breaking. He nodded. I was so overjoyed when the call came that I never really prayed about it like a minister should. They walked onto the porch, called the people together, revealed their change of heart, and amid joyous tears, unloaded their wagons. John Fawcett and his family stayed at Westgate, at Waynesgate, that is, the rest of his life. But not in obscurity, out of this experience, he wrote the world-famous hymn, "Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. The fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above." Philippians 1, 9 and 10 closes us out. I pray that your love will keep on growing and that you will fully know and understand how to make the right choices. Then you'll still be pure and innocent when Christ returns. And until that day, Jesus Christ will keep you busy doing good deeds that bring glory and praise to God. There we go. WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. Well, there's going to be a lot of eating going on at One Fest, and we'll have giveaways for folks. But what is America's favorite sandwich?
The world has been waiting to know this information. We have the top 10 list of favorite sandwiches in the good old U.S. of A, starting with number 10.
Number 10 is the meatball sandwich.
My wife very much enjoys the meatball sub from Subway. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, they got a good one.
Number 9, I'm kind of surprised this is so low, is the roast beef sandwich.
It's got solid competition. I love the next one, a club sandwich. If I get like the Jimmy John's or something, I like the club.
Classic at number 7, the BLT, some bacon, lettuce, and tomato. America's favorite sandwiches, checking in at number 7.
We're almost to the top. Well, this is interesting because number 6 is peanut butter and jelly.
I would kind of think that would be top 3 at minimum and maybe even at the top, but peanut butter and jelly is 6th on this list.
Mm-hmm. And now, then you get a tie.
This is interesting. Now, tie is a ham sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And tuna sandwich.
Yeah.
Take the ham, not so big on the tuna, even though it is really healthy. But yeah, tie at number 4. So technically, we have America's 11 favorite sandwiches.
So here's the thing. At Acoustic Cafe in Eau Claire, and I work downtown Eau Claire, you can get a free sandwich and drink on your birthday. It was with Dawson on his birthday recently. He ordered a tuna sandwich. So there you go. Number 3 comes in as the turkey.
America's favorite sandwiches. Number 2, a grilled chicken sandwich. Huh.
That sounds very good. And I think Culver's is up their game with their chicken sandwiches recently. And finally, I don't have a drum roll here, but the number 1 favorite sandwich is grilled cheese.
79% of people surveyed said, yeah, grilled cheese, the best in terms of, yeah, I like it or love it. Grilled cheese, solid choice, solid choice. I don't really disagree with this list other than PB&J to me is a classic. I'd move it a little higher. But.
Yeah. Well, I saw this story yesterday and it pops up again. Man reads 3,599 books in his life and he left a handwritten reading list.
Mr. Dan Peltzer, a retired social worker from Ohio, passed away on July 1st and will go down in history as one of the most well-read humans on the planet.
Yeah, Pelzer maintained a list of every book he read from 1962 until his death at 92.
His goal was to read at least 100 pages daily, resulting in a total of 3,599 books across various genres.
It's hard not to say, I wish he could have got to 3,600.
Right.
His family has shared his extensive handwritten reading list at what-danread.com.
So. 3,599 titles. The reading list began with Alan Moorhead's The Blue Nile in 1962.
And it concludes with Charles Dickens' David Copperfield in 2023.
That's a great book. Most books were borrowed from libraries. Shout out to libraries and shout out to our Kids Summer Reading Challenge. Kids, start your way toward 3,599 books or more. And write down, just like Dan did, write down 5 books that you read. And 4 different prizes. You can print out 4 different certificates, and it could be the same 5 books that you write on each certificate, or you could read 20 different books, which would be even better. But, I know we had a family who posted on our Facebook page yesterday, hey, thanks for the reading challenge and the cheesecake. They went to Joseph's Cheesecake to redeem a prize there.
I've said it before. Jim Trelease wrote the new Read Aloud Handbook, the biggest enthusiast for reading aloud reading I've ever heard. He was a frequent guest on Focus on the Family. In the past, and he had said, sadly, most kids get dumber in the summer, so don't let that happen. Do some reading. Keep sharpening your mind this summer. The Sid's Summer Reading Challenge. Yeah, we're looking forward to One Fest Eve, and we've been playing Sean Rodriguez music this morning. Three of his tunes already because he's on the big break stage tomorrow night at 6 at One Fest, and in studio with us right now, Sean, good morning.
Good morning. It's so good to be on with y'all.
Yeah, great to have you here.
So how far have you traveled recently to get to us here today? Where were you yesterday?
We were in Corfu, New York yesterday. And so we had a solid 14-hour with the stops. Our side fender thing on a trailer flew off. So probably like 14 and a half.
The joys of traveling in music, too, that you're always pulling something and hoping that it comes with you.
Always. It's kind of like, what's going to work this time that's, you know, didn't work last time? It's always a surprise, but it keeps it fresh, you know?
Absolutely.
No day is ever the same.
Well, again, we're going to get to know you a little bit more as we go through the hour, and I think you're going to be doing some live music for us as well, too. But, Sean, we always like to do something called rapid fire when we have an artist here on the WIB Wake Up Show. And so if you are ready, we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock,
okay,
and we'll try to ask as many get-to-know-you questions as we can. All of these can be answered in a few words or less. Are you ready for rapid fire? He's centering.
He knows the Baylor Wilson record is 17, so here we go.
All right, here we go.
20 below zero or 90 degrees and humid?
90 degrees and humid.
Other than your home, what's your favorite state?
My state? Colorado.
If you could have any other career, what would you be doing?
Pastoring.
If you had a day off, what's the first thing you're going
to
do?
Go to the gym.
Favorite sports team?
Unfortunately, the Denver Broncos.
What's your favorite kind of chips?
Cool Ranch Doritos.
What was your best subject in school?
English.
What is the best breakfast food?
Captain Crunch.
Have you ever had a nickname, and if so, what was it?
Boogie.
How do you eat an Oreo?
I dip it in milk for like 10 seconds.
All-time favorite movie?
Gladiator.
Go-to snack food?
Gummy worms. Sour gummy worms.
If you're given a bowl of ice cream and can choose three toppings, what would they be?
Chocolate, cherry, and sprinkles.
Favorite outdoor activity?
Football.
What's your least favorite household chore?
All of them.
And finally, this is a bonus question because Halvo is very invested in the answer here.
Come on, Sean.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Absolutely.
Yeah! Oh,
there you go. All right. You have ingratiated yourself very well.
He got 15 plus one. So right there.
Oh, man.
I
was just shy.
There you go. Goodness. Well done.
If we listen to the audio tape, we could clean it up and do better next time.
There we go. That's it.
So again, Sean, how long have you been in this music industry, this calling on your life to serve the Lord this way? I mean, you mentioned even in rapid fire that being a pastor might be, another option too. So what kind of led you into this as a career in a ministry?
Yes, I was actually serving in the church before I had the opportunity to step out into music ministry. So I was a family pastor previously. And that time was really cool. I loved getting to work with kids, youth, and occasionally I would get to preach to, the parents and the grandparents on a Sunday or something like that. And so that is something that has always been very special to my heart. And, so when music came along, it was in 2023 when I got the nod to do the Winter Jam tour. And that just kind of changed everything for me. That's when I would say the music career really started, because we're talking about 40 dates, and I got to open the night for the coolest artists at the time. It was Andy Mineo, Jeremy Camp, Disciple. Like, it was a huge lineup, and then there was me for 10 minutes at the top, but that was the moment where I said, all right, I'm going to jump all in, and this is, this is the career now. This is where it starts. And so I don't believe that God took me out of the church to go and do music, but rather he just extended the ministry platform to reach more people through music. So I feel like I'm doing the same thing that I was doing in the church, but now I just get to do it more on a broad scope and do it for more people.
So you're doing the One Fest Christian Music Festival tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, big break stage. Have you done music festivals before?
Music festivals are my favorite thing to do. So I grew up going to music festivals. I grew up in Denver, Colorado, and we had something called Heaven Fest that I look forward to every year. It was a highlight of the year. And so for me now, being on this side and being able to go and play all of these festivals, seeing the people come, and I love to hear the stories about, oh, we've been coming here for 15 years. Mm-hmm. And we were in New York yesterday at a festival called Kingdom Bound, and we were talking to the volunteers, and they were, one of the guys was like, I've been here since it started, and my kids go here, and now my grandkids go here. And So it's cool because there's that history that festivals bring, and it's like people look forward to it all year. And so the festival is, if I could only play like one type of event for the rest of my life, it would just be festivals year round. They're the most fun that you could have, you know. And then we'll be like, so I have my team in studio, and you know, we'll play the show, but then we'll also be like, you know, getting frozen, you know, the frozen treats and climbing the rock wall and, you know, doing that kind of stuff. Like,
highly recommend Olson's ice cream if you're looking
Olson's
for frozen
ice cream.
Treats.
I'm
we
coming
can,
your way.
We
Olson's.
Can guide you.
All right, let's do it. Do you have to watch what you eat like before singing?
Oh man, should I? Yes. Do I? No, there's definitely some times where I'm like, okay, that was a bad choice. But I try to give like a 2 hour window before we do anything. And then, you know, I'd rather go on stage hungry and then eat right afterwards, and as opposed to like being really weighed down. Sometimes they make like Mexican food and they make a lot of chili, and that just isn't good before a concert. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
There you go. Sean Rodriguez with us in studio. He'll be on the Big Break stage at One Fest tomorrow at 6. So again, you've got your crew here with you. I think people sometimes think that maybe the life of an artist is a little more glamorous than it is. I mean, when you're on the road all the time, I mean, and away from home and it can be exhausting too, and everybody's expecting your best every night. And I think sometimes you feel like, I just don't have it.
Yeah.
And I need the Lord to supply what I don't have. But how do you guys keep it fun on the road too, when, you know, again, you're traveling such long distances and cooped up in vehicles and tired? What do you do just to have fun and be refreshed in the Lord and with each other?
Well, recently we've gotten really into mini golf.
Okay.
We've taken up competitive mini golf. We have our own golf balls that we bring. You know, mine is...
That is competitive.
Yeah. We all have golf balls that we feel represent us. So like mine is a Pokeball.
Right on.
Will's is the Death Star. Diego's is SpongeBob. Max's is Spider-Man's. Grace, what is yours? Minion. Grace is a Minion, right, and it kind of looks like her too. It's the funniest thing. But that's like on the simple level, that's what we do. But the mindset that we keep is always that this is what we get to do. Mm-hmm. Because yeah, we get tired, and yeah, we're driving, but we could be tired and driving for something else. You know what I mean? We get to spread the gospel this way. God doesn't need us to do music. God doesn't need us to play One Fest. God doesn't need One Fest, but he allows it to happen, and he uses it, and he uses people with the dreams. Like the people behind One Fest, he uses their passion to reach people. Like us with the passion for music, he uses it to reach people. So we always remember that this is what we get to do. And if we remember that, then it helps us keep that level mindset, saying, hey, you know what? I'm tired, but God bless me with this opportunity. Let's go crush it for him. You know,
love it. Hmm.
Sean, you know, both Caleb and I impacted by our grandparents' faith. And for you, your grandfather had quite an impact on you.
Yeah. So my grandfather, he's a pastor. He's been a pastor for over 40 years now. And the way that I got to just kind of watch him, and it's really cool because he started off doing like the tent crusades from, you know, back in the 80s. And that's kind of where he really, his ministry started to take off. But it's just been so cool to watch him and to watch the way that he keeps God first all the time. He runs a church in the inner city, and you know, that's the city where I grew up, and that place needs a lot of light. And I've seen a lot of lives be transformed through there. And so, you know, for me, I grew up, obviously when you grow up in the church, you experience church hurt. Sometimes you're a part of the church hurt, you know, just we're still people at the end of the day. But what I've seen, the transformation of lives that have come through that church, it makes God undeniable. You know, you watch these people, you have the former convicts, the former drug dealers, the former addicts that are standing there, and they're worshiping right next to like grandma and her grandkids.
Yeah.
And it's like, where else are you going to see that besides in a church where God has moved, you know? And it just makes, like I said, it makes God undeniable, because it shows you God can take anything and turn it into something amazing for his glory.
Sean Rodriguez joining us in studio here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, the hometown station of One Fest. And Sean will be performing live at 6 p.m. on the Big Break stage at One Fest. And I think going to be performing live for us here after we get set up as well, too. So looking forward to that. And again, Sean, we appreciate your time joining us. And maybe a quick run through with the team that we have here in studio. What's everybody's role? I know you're kind of the one on the mic here, too. But you mentioned, again, the names that I know people aren't necessarily seeing now. Maybe they'll see on the video later on. But what role does everybody play here that we've got with us?
Yeah, so right here, I guess just close your eyes and visualize. Unless you're listening in the car, then just use your imagination. But we have Max. Max plays keys. We have Diego sitting right behind you holding the guitar. He actually does play guitar. It's not just for looks. And the sunglasses there is Will. Will plays drums. And over in the chair there is Grace. Grace sings. Now, one of the fun things is that Max and Grace are married, And they are actually a Christian music duo that go by the name of Grace and Max, appropriately. And they do like a Christian anthemic folk pop kind of vibe. And so everywhere that we go, when we play churches or anything, they open up the night for us. And they just open it up with a bang every time. And so it's cool because they, you know, they get to play and then they play in the band as well. So they've been a big blessing for, you know, just a couple of things. We get to extend the night, make it more fun, give more variety, and then we get to play together as well.
Fantastic.
See, we've had artists come in here, just them, but you kind of have your entourage, too. I mean, that's another way to...
We literally kind of just go everywhere together. It's kind of like, you know, because like I said, this is fun for us. These are experiences that we all get to have, and if they weren't here, they would just be at the hotel watching SpongeBob or something. So, yeah. You know.
Great to have him here. All right, well, tell you what, we played three of your tunes already this morning. How about after the 8:30 weather, if we'll get some of your live music?
Yeah.
But this is your song, House of God. Give me a little lead into that.
Come on, House of God. Honestly, that's a great transition, because House of God was inspired by growing up in my grandfather's church. Like I said, where I would see former convicts, former drug dealers, former addicts standing there worshiping next to grandma and her grandkids, those kind of people, those kind of things, the lives that I've seen be transformed. That happens in the house of God. And so we say the house of God is for everybody. See, God loves you enough to meet you where you are, but he loves you too much to leave you there. Huh. And when you come to the house of God, God will not leave you the same. And so that's what this song is all about.
Fantastic. Sean Rodriguez, Big Break stage tomorrow night at 6, One Fest on this One Fest Eve, WWIB, the Whip Wake Up Show. Good morning.
Wherever we're from, whatever we've done, we leave our difference at the door. No matter what's wrong, how far that we've run, there's no distance anymore. We walk in this place, knowing there's grace in the presence of the Lord. So don't wait, come find what you're looking for. Get closer, Spirit, take over, lead us deeper in the truth. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done. Little hints of heaven in the room. We walk in this place, no matter what waits, it's gonna be great if it comes from you. So hear us when we say, God, go ahead and do what you do. Let's get together.
Sean Rodriguez in studio with his bandmates, and you got a tune for us live this morning.
Yeah, we're actually super pumped. We're going to bring you guys something that is actually not out yet, and it doesn't even have music to it yet, but it's a song that we wrote that we're very excited about, and it's one of those songs that's just like, you know, so many times when when it's down to the wire and God pulls through, it's like, man, that's something that only God can do. And it's those moments in life that make you say, dang, ain't that just like God? Hmm. You know, and that's what this song is all about.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Been down to my luck on this broken road I've been walking. I'm running on fumes and faith, trying to hold to your promise. But if I'm honest, I was holding on for dear life. Didn't have a lot left inside, but he showed up right on time. Just like God, with endless love, he kept on coming after me. He showed up. Mess a masterpiece, miracles beyond belief. A million ways I'm blown away, man. Ain't that just like God? How'd I go from a rolling stone to a house that's built on a rock? That's God. Those waves tossed me were the very same waves that he walked. I wanna know how to walk. Just like God, with endless love, he kept on coming after me. He showed up and made this mess a masterpiece. Miracles beyond belief. A million ways I'm blown away, man, ain't that
just like God?
Hey! It's just like God. And watch. Look at him making impossible possible now. Look at him taking my word. Time, y'all. Come on. Just like God, with endless love, he kept on coming after me. He showed up and made this mess a masterpiece. Miracles beyond belief. A million ways I'm blown away, man. Ain't that just like God? It's just like God. Just like
fantastic. You know, the history of radio is you go back, right? And there was a lot more live music in studio. And
yeah.
So I felt like we were, you know, here's 2025, the last day in July, but like, wow, the history of that. And there's something more, even more power, doing it live, right?
It was really fun, actually. Yeah. We don't get to do that a lot. Like you said, live in studio doesn't happen too often. So that was fun.
What kind of brought about this song and maybe just talk, Sean, about the songwriting process, too, because I think, again, from the outside looking in, people don't realize quite how this goes sometimes with the process of putting a song together. And sometimes maybe it is just a little burst of inspiration, but other times maybe it's something where you worked on it for a little bit and set it aside and then come back later on. And it's like, now let's finish that.
Man, I tell you, some of my favorite songs have been in the random burst of inspiration moments. We have a song called It Is Finished that did incredibly well over in Christian rock. And it's funny because it's Christian rock. It sounds a lot different from the other songs that I had put out, but that song, literally, me and Will started writing that song in the middle of the mall. We were waiting for our friend to get a haircut, and we were like, bro, what if we did something? And at the end, it was just like, it is finished. And we said, whoa, that's crazy. So we finished writing the song in the mall, and then we call our favorite producer and say, hey, like, meet us at the studio right now. And then the song, like, came to life, and we were all like, oh, this is crazy. And I was like, oh, I need to put a rap on this. Hold on, I'll be right back. So I went and wrote a rap real quick, came back, we put it in, we're all high-fiving. So it was really that, like, moment of inspiration striking for this song that we just sang. This song literally came to me just, like, in the middle of the day, and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Hold on. And I was like, guys, we got to get together. So, like I said, this is a newer one without music to it yet or anything like that. But that process, my favorite ones are the ones that just kind of like, they're just kind of like a thought. You know, it's like God said, hey, here you go. And, you know, this is for you. And, of course, you know, we have moments where we come together, we get in the studio, and we intentionally try to write something, which is cool, and it's always fun, but they're really fun when they're unexpected and when they come out of nowhere. And I think those are the ones. Jesus Will is another one that was unexpected. It wasn't planned to be written. And so those ones, you know, Jesus Will, Just Like God, It Is Finished, those are always really close to my heart because of the way that they came up. It's kind of out of nowhere, unintentionally.
Sean Rodriguez live in studio with us. He's going to be on the Big Break stage tomorrow night at One Fest. What can people expect tomorrow night?
Oh, man, all the fun for sure. There's definitely going to be something for everybody. Like I said, I was a family pastor previously. And so one of the things when you're a family pastor, you have to break down a message of God for every generation, for the kids, for the teens, for the parents, for the grandparents. And I wanted my ministry to be reflected in my music. And so when you come to the concert tomorrow, there is going to be something for everybody. We're doing, you know, obviously originals. We'll do some modern worship covers. We'll do some throwback worship covers. And so I'm very excited. I hope you guys get a chance to come out and see it, because I know for sure there will be at least something there for you. I know that for sure.
Sean Rodriguez joining us here in studio at WWIB, where we are family, the WIB Wake Up Show. And Sean, when you go through, again, a music career and you're in so many different places, we talk sometimes about how it can be long and tiring, but has there been a moment recently, maybe before a concert, during a concert, after one, two, where God just kind of said, hey, here's a little reminder of my faithfulness? Maybe it was someone who said something to you afterward, but where it's like, Wow. Thank you, Lord, for just kind of giving me that encouragement.
Yeah. I mean, we're here right now. You know, we're in WWIB right now. We're getting ready for One Fest. All of those things are always reminders. I think these past 3 days, like I said, we were playing in New York. And so we played the main stage Monday night. And then we were also leading worship for the youth tent every morning. And so I had a dad come and talk to me after the main stage Monday night. And he said, hey, you know, we're new Christians. This is our first Christian concert ever. My son really hasn't come around. You know, he's still kind of on the fence about this. He's not sure. He said, but he heard you guys' music, and some of those songs really connected with him. And he heard that you guys were playing at the tent tomorrow morning. So he wants to go see you. And so he came to the kids tent, the teen tent the next morning, and it's like Bible study. So we start with worship, and then there's a Bible study, and then we close with worship. And he had a moment in that worship session that morning that then later on was followed up by a powerful message from a man named Kevin Young from the group Disciple, who I got to do that feature, that song with. So Kevin delivered this message, and during that message, that kid decided, you know what? All right. I want to give this a chance. I want to give this Christian thing a try. And he came back to worship the next morning, and he was just fired up. He was in it. He was active. He was participating. And so to see that transformation, and then to see the dad afterwards, dad just gave me a big hug. He was like, dude, thank you so much. That meant so much to me. And he was getting all emotional and stuff like that. And I was like, whoa, like over 3 days, we got to play our small part as somebody else played their part, we got to see it all come together. And so to know that we were a part of somebody's beginning journey with God, that's incredible. And those are the things that remind you, like, yeah, that's what we're here for. That's what we're doing. That is doing music and ministry together at the same time. And so when we get to do things like that, when we get to come here and we get to hang out, and, you know, we get to talk ministry, we get to play songs, we get to do things like this. Like I said earlier, these are all things that we get to do. And so those are always the reminders, the refreshing of saying, yeah, this is right where God wants us to be.
Yeah. 1 Corinthians, right? one plants, the other waters. God makes it grow. So
that's it.
So how do you stay humble, though? I mean, you're in the early stages of this, but sometimes some of this stuff can be kind of heady. So how do you keep yourself grounded and rooted? And
man, it all comes back to this is what we get to do. We don't need to be doing this. You know, God doesn't need us for this. And this, I just try to keep that mindset all the time. Something that I pray every time, you know, before I go on stage, before I do anything, is God, speak through me, sing through me, move through me, shine through me. Let people see you when they see me. And our whole set is built around the fact that God should take center stage in our lives. And so we get to play our part, but it's that constant mindset. It's not something that's like, okay, hold on, let me take a minute and try to get humble real quick. You have to live, you know what I mean? Like, you have to live in that mindset. And if you live in that mindset, then it's a lot easier to maneuver when those, you know, when those stumbling blocks of pride pop up. If you're living in the mindset of humility, and if you're living in the mindset of serving, you know, when we go to a festival, I want to serve the festival. I don't want to just play my show and get out. I want to see how I can serve and make that place better. Like, can an event say we were better because you were here? Can somebody, and that's just a great ministry question, can somebody in your life, in your circle, can anybody say my life is better because you were in it? And if you can do that, then I think that you're doing effective ministry because you're showing God to people, you're serving people. And so that's always our goal.
That's great.
Sean Rodriguez joining us here on WWIB. He and the band will be on the Big Break stage at 6 p.m. tomorrow at OneFest. You can still get your tickets and join us there at OneFest. And Sean, talking about ministry here, and I'm a pastor's kid growing up. We work in Christian radio, obviously, too. And I think for those in the Christian music industry, I think so many times it can be like, well, I'm ministering. But keeping yourself grounded, your daily devotions, your walk with God, I think is one of those things that sometimes it can be easy to neglect because it's like, well, I'm doing ministry. But yeah. What about, you know, again, feeding your own soul with what it needs? So what's kind of that like for you to make sure, hey, I want to put the first things first?
Yeah, for sure. So I always find I love my time with God at night. That's always like when it happens because it's reflecting on the day, you know, and it's there's always going to be that verse that you can come back to at the end of the day. There's always going to be that prayer of thankfulness or that prayer of asking for forgiveness or that prayer of something. You have that time to just let everything wind down. And that's really important to me. That's something that I got to check every time. And then as we get to go out, you know, sometimes we'll get to, you know, hey, play this concert, but then like deliver this message. And so obviously, growing up in church, you know, when you put a message together, you got to study, you got to ingest that word. You have to break that word down and understand it so that you can be able to deliver it in a way that people can receive. And so it's kind of something that, you know, it stays building, you know, it stays building on each other. And like I said earlier, it can never just be about the music. It's always got to be about the word. And so, like I said, for me at the end of the day, that's my time to take that all in and to, you know, just get back to square one, get my building blocks together, and, you know, and continue building in that way.
I was just talking to Sean Rodriguez on stage, the Big Break stage tomorrow, OneFest, Chippewa Valley Music Fest grounds in Cadott. Do you have artists that are your favorites or ones that influenced you as you were growing up?
Oh, man, I loved Toby Mac growing up. Toby Mac was actually the first Christian artist that I ever heard, and something about it was just really cool, you know, like, Jesus is all right with me, Toby Mac, and the Mac is back, no slack. Like, that was cool. That was the first Christian music that I heard. And then you had, like, Mary Mary with Shackles, and, you know, those kind of, like, the Christian music with rhythm. And so I always looked up to Toby. He's found an incredible way to just keep refreshing the sound of his music. Mm. He doesn't do the same thing. His last single doesn't sound like his next single. And if you go back 10 years, it sounds completely different. And I love that because he stays fresh and he has something for everybody. So he's probably the guy that I look up to the most for sure.
Fantastic. Anybody that you're looking forward to seeing if you get a chance at OneFest this year, too, to say, hey, I kind of want to make sure I catch their set.
If I get a chance, I will be out all. I will see the whole main stage for sure. Like if we get to do that. But is it Torin is pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty fire.
Yeah.
So that's one special one. Sorry, I didn't realize my phone was on.
All good. Yeah. Sean Rodriguez joining us here in studio.
Fantastic. WWIB and 12 and a half in front of 9 o'clock here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Hey, you've been listening to us. If you have a question for Sean, you can still get in. 715-723-2555 or leave us a message, a voicemail. We'll play it for him, 396-1670. So we've been visiting this hour with Sean Rodriguez on the Big Break stage at OneFest tomorrow night. And Caleb, we asked for some listener response questions. We got a little bit of feedback.
Yeah, again, 715-396-1670. And Beth, again, when they were playing the new song, Just Like God, Beth said, great song. And Angie said, Sean has a Stephen Curtis Chapman vibe to him. And I told you off the air, Sean, that's about the highest praise that I think offered.
That's about as good as it gets. So was it Angie that said that?
That was Angie from Thorpe. Yeah, maybe we'll even see her at OneFest.
Thank you so much, Angie. If I meet you, I owe you a hug because that was a great compliment.
And it sounds like you will be, you're not going to shy away from the WIB booth at OneFest.
Oh, We will be there, and I actually hear that there's a fun challenge that we get to do. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, there'll be a lot of different games and challenges, and maybe we'll just pull the band in, and you guys can kind of demo some of the games for everybody else.
I'm all about it. Yeah. Let's go.
Well, we're looking forward to, again, spending time together at One Fest, and again, thousands of people coming together to worship the King, and that's what it is about. We can certainly sense this in chatting with you guys on and off the air too, that the reason for which we're made is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever.
That's it. And we're just, you know, very blessed that we get to glorify Him in a way that we're passionate about, you know, as we get to do what we love and glorify Him through that. And, you know, I think that's for anybody. As long as you keep God first in your life, it just unlocks so much. It's this new level of joy that you could find that no matter what you're doing it for God, you're doing it unto God. And there's this joy that can't be found outside of that.
So you mentioned, Sean Rodriguez, that Grace and Max are married. They're part of your team. Yep. So are you a single guy?
Oh, no, I am married.
Okay.
I have a 5-year-old daughter as well, and she starts kindergarten on Monday, actually.
Really?
And so, yeah, so we'll FaceTime and, you know, uh-huh. get to see her, say hi, get to see her day one outfit and all that stuff. But, yeah, my family's been a big blessing. My wife is actually the reason, I say she's the reason why we moved out to Tennessee. You know, that was a time in my life where I was getting ready to walk away from music. I was trying in Colorado. It didn't work. And I was kind of getting in that position where I was like, man, I've been hurt. I've been burned so many times trying to make it in music. I would rather quit than be hurt again. You know, I was running from that hurt. I was like, oh, so I didn't really want to quit. I didn't want to stop, but I didn't want to get hurt. So I was like, I was looking for reasons to hang it up. I took a trip out to Tennessee and I met with who is now my record label. And, you know, they said, man, we love your music. We love your heart. We may be interested in working with you, but it would be a lot easier if you're here. It's just too hard to work with artists that are, you know, out of state. So I called my wife that night and I said, you know, hey, we may have an opportunity to do something in music for real, but we would have to move. And I'm thinking, like, you know, that was my way out. You know, like, I'm thinking she's going to shut it down. She's going to be like, no, I'm not comfortable with that. All of our family's here. I said, we'd have to move. First thing she said is, okay, I'll start packing. Wow. And I was like, come on. And so honestly, like, I'm so thankful for her because she truly did. She had faith when I had none. You know, she had faith when I had fear, and her faith helped me find my faith.
That's great.
And we jumped out. We made the jump. And honestly, even had music not worked out, it was the best thing we could have done for ourselves, for our family. But then we got to do music on top of that. And so, you know, it's just so thankful for women of faith in my life.
Yeah, for sure.
What was it like? You mentioned having a 5-year-old daughter too. Was there a moment ever where it's like, welcome to parenthood, where it's okay, I'm in it now?
Like right from the start,
right?
Man. right from the start. But yeah, I mean, that's like so real, you know, for any parent out there that's ever been like, you know, what have I done? What did I do? You're not alone. That's a real thing. You know, actually Will, my drummer, he just had a baby himself.
Awesome.
And he was like, bro, what did we do? Because it's the biggest blessing and it's the biggest change. And there is absolutely no way you can be prepared for it. Like, you can read all the books. You can go to the classes. You can watch the YouTube videos. You can take advice from your parents and your in-laws and all of that. But at the end of the day, when that baby's here and it's just you and your family, you ain't ready for it.
It's amazing how much you know about parenting before you're married, how much you know about marriage before you're married, and how much you know about parenting before you're a parent. Right?
I'm saying, yeah, that is 100% it. Like, oh, yeah, well, all the experts say this. All the experts are like, yeah, but the experts ain't at my house, are they? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big shift in life. But again, I'm thankful for it because it made me grow as a person. And, you know, it just kind of made me reflect on more about who I am and how I need to improve myself. And, you know, my daughter was a big push for that.
What about the challenges, though, of, you know, marriage and family life, being on the road as much as you guys? Looking at your schedule, I mean, you're here these next couple of days, but on the move pretty regularly.
Yeah, we move a lot. And, you know, I'm so thankful that that my wife is supportive of this for sure. And so when I am home, I am home and I'm intentionally home. And I'm, you know, I'm taking my daughter out for, you know, daddy daughter dates, and I'm taking my wife out and we're doing things. You know, I'm getting work done around the house. And that's the thing, like, no matter how many shows we play, no matter how many autographs we sign or anything like that, there's always dishes to be done at the house.
There are always dishes to be done.
Like, when we go back home, I still got to cut the grass. grass. You know, I gotta do some landscaping. All of those things. There's still there to be done. And so when I'm home, I am intentionally home. And so it makes that time way more valuable as opposed to just like, oh no, I'm gonna go to bed, I'm tired. And like, no, like if you can get up and do it here, you can get up and do it there, because your family is your ministry just as much as music is the ministry, you know? And so you have to give equal attention to both. When you're there, you got to be there. And so that, you know, we've found that balance and it's really good.
Sean Rodriguez joining us here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB for a couple more minutes. And Sean, thinking back a little bit to little Sean, when did music kind of start becoming part of your life? Was it picking up an instrument? Was it singing? Was it in church? Was it in the car? When did you start maybe developing a love for music? Because I'm sure that passion had to come early before it ended up being a profession.
Yeah, it was early on, man. Like I said, I grew up in church, and at the time it was, it was very much like gospel revival style church. And we had this choir leader. Her name, actually still to this day, I don't know her first name. We always called her Sister Jamal. And she could just belt, and the choir was so good. And I remember being like 4 or 5 years old, and I loved just dancing to worship music. And like, we would play church at home, you know, and you pretend like your church. I wouldn't pretend to be the pastor. I would pretend to be Sister Jamal, you know,
yeah.
like that's how much her worship got me going, just got me pumped up. So that was like the earliest exposure to it. And then, like I said, you know, getting into elementary school, when I started to get into music and buying CDs, it was buying, you know, the Toby Mac albums, it was buying the Wow worship albums, and you know, those kind of things, and listening. It was always upbeat though. And then in middle school, I started to try to write, and I got into hip hop, and my earliest raps were just the worst things you've ever heard, you know. I think I was writing about math class or something. Like, I was writing about what I knew, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't know a lot, but it was so funny. But it really was one of those things that it had kind of just always been with me. And yeah. Like I shared earlier, there was a season of my life where I thought, maybe this isn't for me. You know, maybe it's just, you know, maybe it's just something that I thought was really cool, but you know, God didn't have it in the plans for me. And so, you know, one thing that I'll say is I'm super thankful that God gave me the resilience to, you know, work through some of the rejection, some of the letdowns, some of the hurt that I felt, and, you know, keep pushing. So that's kind of the long story short.
Fantastic. Sean Rodriguez here on WWIB Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We filled the hour.
Yeah.
Way to go.
We did it.
Excellent. So looking at the schedule tomorrow, listen, folks, I mean, on that main stage, Jordan Feliz maybe at 5, Danny Gokey's at 7, but make sure you make your way to the big break stage. Sean Rodriguez, 6 o'clock tomorrow night at OneFest. Thanks so much for joining us in studio.
Thank you for having me. I can't wait to see you guys tomorrow and play the fruit roll-up game and whatever else is going on at the tent.
It's
going to
be a great time.